On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Tory Thursday.
PT, everybody.
PT. What does PT mean?
Holla. I said TT. Tory Thursday.
Oh. What the hell are you talking about? Yes, it is a TT day. There's a woman that works at the Full of Crap Museum.
Oh, the German lady?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's, I don't know where she's from.
Wie geht es heute, mein liebes Fräulein?
No, I'm out of those.
Okay.
And her name is Titi.
Oh, I do know her.
Yes.
I've met her.
Very nice girl.
Yeah, she's super nice.
Yes.
I like her.
And her name is interesting. It's just I'm really scared to pronounce it wrong.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be trouble.
Like, could be trouble.
What about Tito Jackson? Tito. Isn't there a Tito?
There's a Tito's vodka.
Okay. Yeah, some people ask for that on the boat when I'm making drinks.
Sure.
They say, do you get any Tito? I'm like, I don't even know. We don't. We have Grey Goose. We have Kettle One. We have Absolute. And Stoli's Raspberry.
Nice stuff.
I'm mixing drinks. I'm a drink mixer now.
Can't believe it, man.
It has to be very simple. No Manhattans, no Dirty Sanchez's or whatever you want to call
Sanchez.
Them.
Dirty Sanchez. That's the name of the pilot of the boat. The captain. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, captain. I mean the captain.
No rusty trombones.
I'm a pilot by mistake. Captain's going to be pissed at me.
I like how Ron doesn't even know what I'm saying. It's hilarious to me.
No, I do know what you're saying. Right. A rusty boat and a... rusty nail, is it? A rusty boat?
Yeah, I can make like screwdrivers maybe because that's orange juice and vodka. Mm-hmm. But people just tell me what's in it. Don't give me names. Don't say those things. And we have no schnapps. We have no flavored things.
So it's limited bar.
Yeah, you want Jack and Coke. Fine. You want Captain and Coke. Gin and gin, I get a lot of. Gin and ginger ale. They want, okay.
You know what you should do next time to be funny? You'll get extra tips.
Right.
If someone says, I want a Jack and Coke, you say, okay, and you start pouring the Coke, and you go, Jack!
That's good.
And that's good for a dollar.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's pretty good for a dollar.
That's very funny.
I paid $2 for that one.
Okay.
That's where I got the joke. It cost me $2.
Really?
Yeah.
It was an expensive joke. What's your joke? Worth a nickel.
Penny for your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Here's my 2 cents.
Dollar for your joke.
Put a bump.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
Good to see you.
How you doing? My voice is a little weird today, I thought. Like I need water or something. I don't know what's happening.
I'm sorry.
I have voice fry. No,
would
that's
you like
fine.
Something?
I don't know. I just feel like I used my voice too much last night. Wink, wink. I was loud or something. I don't know. My voice is, I'm strained today.
I don't know what that meant, but that could go either way.
It's probably the way you're thinking.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Why don't you just be quiet?
Sometimes it's out of my control.
Okay.
Hi, Captain.
Okay. Well, you told like an entire story in only 3 words.
I know.
And that's pretty good. Well, I think
voice,
I picked that one.
Yeah, my voice. So,
okay,
sorry.
Fine.
Sorry if my voice is strained.
Okay.
I'll have what she's having.
All right. Well, I'm watching TV yesterday.
Right.
And I see a commercial for like fantasy football.
Is it
or
that DraftKings stuff again?
Yes.
You know what? They're everywhere. They're on the radio.
It was a beer commercial at first.
Yeah. It's betting.
Yeah.
So I tell my son in Florida about it. And I said, hey, Jeff, you know, there's DraftKings. It does fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there's like $1 million prizes. And he said, okay, so I bet 20 and I won 25. So he said, not bad. But, you know, and it's based in Boston, I guess.
Really?
That's what he told me. And I didn't even know that. So it's big up here. I'm thinking I should work for those people.
That
could be a good gig.
I was kind of taken aback. I thought that was illegal. I thought you couldn't bet on sports legally. But I guess online you can do anything now.
It's, oh, yeah. Right. Well, I don't know. They closed down Full Tilt Poker,
And what? How is that any different than betting on fantasy football?
But it was in the U.S. They had to put everything overseas, and I think they started it up again overseas. I'm not sure.
But here's a company, as you say, running out of Boston, right. And you're betting money online.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was and actually advertising for it. I thought it was like whoa.
Right. We're all, like I told you, it's decline of Western civilization. It's just, you know, hey, every vice is up, is whatever.
Well, it's true. But, you know, in other countries, you're well-traveled.
No.
Okay.
I travel the internet.
Well, you travel in your mind.
You know what?
I've been all over the place.
I've been a couple of places.
You speak like 26 languages.
18. But you know what? And that's just greetings. It makes it sound like I'm fluent. I should work in for the UN. You know, but it's just, I can greet people in their languages.
It makes it sound well-traveled.
Yeah, sure.
So, but in other countries, in most other countries, that's totally allowable. As a matter of fact, prostitution is just fine, and you can smoke your little Mary Jane stuff, and you can bet on anything you want, and there are very few restrictions in other countries of anything.
Hey, speaking of Mary Jane, you know, the vaporizers, you know what they're for, right? Vaporizers. They have stores now called vape and this and that.
Okay.
And that's for weed.
Sure.
But people, they say it's for nicotine because that's what they have to say.
Right.
But you know it's for weed. You go into these head shops.
Sure.
And it's, do you really think people are smoking nicotine out of those things?
No, of course not.
Okay. Yeah, I know that.
And you know that, you know, it was the old deal with rolling papers. They used to say this is for cigarettes.
Right.
Yeah. And then they said, no, I can't sell me anything. You can sell them now, but you had to say, oh, yeah, and yeah, how many people do you meet that roll their own cigarettes?
I have met one. They do. Sell a thing for rolling actual nicotine, tobacco rather, and cigarettes. And they say you save money.
But you don't save money.
I don't know. That seems
it's
silly.
Ridiculous.
Just even if it's that much work, I'm not even going to smoke. I have to put it together, like if I had to tell time, I had to build a watch first.
Yeah.
I don't care what time it is.
That's why I don't eat lobster anymore.
Why?
So much trouble.
Oh yeah, it is.
You got to work away at that thing,
and
you just get a little something about it.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's not happening.
And I can't do lazy man lobster because then I sound like a real asshole.
Lobster salad. It's already made for you. Can't you do that?
That's nice. That's cool.
Yeah, I do that.
That's cool.
I don't want to open it up though. Break into it.
No, it's just so much.
I feel inept too. I'm like, really? I'm supposed to be an adult, and I'm working at it like a 5-year-old.
And you have to wear a bib.
Yeah, so
I mean, you're really like a 5-year-old. Literally,
what's that
you look
all
like
about?
One. Stupid. And a picture of the food that you're eating on your clothes.
It's so cute. It's
so
like a toddler.
Stupid.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't want it, really. I can be neat without a lobster bib.
They should have bibs for everything that you're eating. Like, I want the pudding. Let me get your pudding bib. And it's a big bowl of pudding on the front
because children are messy. Do adults need to be that messy?
Well, with lobster, you start
hitting. It's spraying everywhere.
But everybody should be wearing the bibs, even if they're not eating the lobster, because you're going to hit everybody eventually at the table. Because that stuff goes flying.
Yeah.
It just doesn't
go
on.
So just bibs for all. Bibs all around.
Bibs are right. I'm treating bibs for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
I'm not going to do that, though. I'm not going to eat lobster if I have to work at it. That's my son. That's his ringtone.
That's great.
Yeah.
I don't have separate ringtones for people.
So here and there I do, but I like my Sanford and Son, so that's pretty much
one. That's generic. Now, if I called you, what sound? Do I have a specific?
Yeah, you're Sanford and Son, too.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to be specifically like...
You don't call me enough, Ron. You text me all the time.
I never call you.
You accidentally called me the other day. You pocket dialed me. I'm like, did you call me? You're like, nope, it was a mistake.
I don't know how that happens.
You don't call me.
Every once in a while, that'll happen.
All right.
And I don't know why...
It's a button you're hitting somehow, right? You're dialing
somebody. Not supposed to do those things.
Yeah, if you lock it. I only figured out how to lock it like 2 months ago. And I've had it since December, my phone. I was dialing people all the time.
Yeah.
Butt dialing, pocket dialing, whatever you call it.
I don't know. That means like if you keep it in your back pocket, then you would butt dial
but
somebody.
But I still butt dial, even with it locked. It's crazy. I don't know what's going on.
Remember the days of the flip phones?
Oh, yeah.
I liked them because...
Yeah, they closed and you were done.
It was over.
Right.
Over.
Done. No problem.
Finished.
We're having problems now.
Yeah. Because there's no, it's just a flat face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not right.
You're sitting on a face.
Yes.
What's that about?
It's not about anything.
Okay.
Where do you put your phone?
In my bag.
So do women ever have pockets?
Yeah. Sometimes I put it in my back pocket.
I never
if I
see
have
pockets
one,
on a woman at all.
Yeah, I put it in my back pocket sometimes if I don't have my bag and I'm just walking around bag free.
I never see any women with anything inserted in them. Let me clean this up.
Yeah. Well, they use the bra ones. Remember the bra?
That's an awful idea.
I don't wear a bra, so I don't know about
God,
that.
Oh, my God, how awful that would be. Unless you had two phones. But, right. Yeah, even things up.
Yeah, why not?
But, I mean,
Cameron Diaz had two phones, by the way. When I worked with her on a movie, Cameron Diaz did have two phones. But she's fancy. She's a movie star.
Is she doing it on purpose?
Oh, yeah. She has two phones. At least two that I saw.
To carry two phones or to level out her breasts?
Oh, no. She had them in her hands.
In her hands, okay.
Yeah, she was all working right. it.
Okay, wow. She's into that stuff.
I guess so.
I'm sure, without any studies being done, that within 10 years, someone's going to come, in Sweden, someone's going to say the phones, when they're sending signals and uploading, which is constant, when they're receiving and sending data,
right.
You're getting cancer. There's no way
right.
that you can have a device like this near your flesh and near your organs, like pressed right upon them,
right.
and not be affected by
this information. It's like radioactive or something,
isn't it? Of course. Birds are like flying around. They're losing their radar and stuff because of this.
Oh, really?
This constant, yes, and it's affecting the bees, as I understand it.
Is the satellites and stuff, the fiber optics, what's going on?
It's the cell towers.
Okay.
Because there's so many of them
now.
They
disguise them as trees. These poor birds probably don't even know. They just think it's
flying,
another tree.
They're flying into, they're literally flying into windows. Has that happened in your house?
Oh, sure. My whole life, though, because there's so many.
I don't remember that happening before cell phones.
Yeah. Oh, no, because our house, my mom's house anyway, has glass on both sides.
Right.
So they think, the birds think they can go right through.
But then they used to be smarter.
Oh, no.
Didn't birds used to, like, go to community college?
No.
Didn't they used
to? They're bird brains. You know the expression bird brain?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's why.
All right.
You know?
It seems to me, I mean, I've been around for a long time, too, or longer than you, probably.
Not longer than birds.
No.
They think you're prehistoric?
No, I'm prehysterical, though.
Yeah, that's true. You are.
But I don't remember birds flying into windows like they do now.
Oh, you know, yeah. We even have less birds flying into my mom's house than we used to.
That's because they're all on the ground. They all, like, hit the window and fell down.
No.
No?
No.
You don't have any birds?
Well, we used to have birds in the patio and outside the doors a lot more.
Because you probably fed the birds.
No, we feed the birds now.
And they don't come around?
They do. But they don't die as much.
They don't die as
much. At our house, anyway. My mom's house. I don't see as many dead birds. I still see them.
Yeah.
But I used to see, it seemed like a lot more.
Really?
Growing up.
Oh. That's odd.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be the other way around. I mean, I don't see dead birds, but they do fly into my windows all over the place, always.
That's a drag, huh? What do you do when you find a little carcass? What do you got to do with it?
Every once in a while, maybe once every 5 years, I find a carcass.
What do you do? You leave it there, let it, you know,
no,
nature?
No.
No?
No.
What do you do? Bury it?
I wrap it up, put it in a bag.
Ooh, you're touching it. I would get a shovel.
Oh, I don't touch it with my hands. I'll touch it with the bag,
okay.
You know, from the inside, like
oh,
like
yeah,
a turd
like a
picker upper.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I want a shovel, and I walk out to the woods, and I throw it in the woods.
That's nice.
Because we have
woods. What can you do? I mean, you can't, anything you do at that point is just pointless.
Yeah.
Because I don't think birds are religious. I don't think they believe in the second coming and reincarnation.
They're bird brains.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just nothing. They fly. They make little birds.
Yeah, they do make Well, this is the purpose of every living thing is to make other living things
to procreate.
From it.
Yeah,
I mean, without that, everything would have stopped by now.
Right.
Like chickens.
What do you mean?
Well, chickens, you know, the bird flu in December of 2014.
Right.
The bird flu came to the United States.
That's like less than a year ago. Really?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I thought it was older than that. I thought I heard about the bird flu years ago.
There are various rounds of it.
Oh.
This particular bird flu was in the United States, and they discovered it, and all the farmers had to slaughter all their chickens.
Oh, I thought that was mad cow disease.
No.
They slaughtered cows.
Those cows are pretty pissed, but they weren't that upset.
Okay.
This is like chickens.
Right.
So you may have noticed the price of eggs is like gone through the coop.
It's like almost $4.
Yeah. That's because there's no freaking chickens. And the eggs that they do get, they have to bring in from other locations.
Okay.
So they're...
Can't you cook it out of it? Cook the disease out? No?
No.
Yuck.
They had to slaughter the chickens.
Okay. Should I even eat eggs? Should we be eating eggs? That sounds dangerous. Dangerous. Eating eggs.
Why?
Because it's diseases, right?
Well, no, not... Well, they're checked by egg...
It's coming out of a chicken. It's an egg.
It's coming out of a chicken.
Should we be eating this?
Should we be eating eggs at all? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm afraid now.
It's kind of cruel, isn't it? When you think about
I don't want to think about it. You're going to make me think, aren't you?
Think about it. All the Republicans who are saying, no, once that's a life. You can't kill it.
They don't really care about chickens,
they're
though,
pro-life.
Do they?
They're not pro-chicken.
How can they be pro-gun and pro-life?
The Nut Pro Chicken.
Because guns are killing life.
we're eating things before they've actually hatched.
Yeah, that's sickening.
It is pretty sick.
Everyone stop doing this right now. Stop it. Eating eggs, no more.
Wait until they grow up, then slaughter them and eat them.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I don't know.
Speaking of Republicans, you know what tonight is? Well, last night, I guess now.
It was last night.
The Republican debate.
It was very exciting, but I don't want to talk about it.
Talk about it tomorrow, why don't you?
Friday?
On Thursday. Talk about it today, later. Talk about it this morning. No, talk about it Friday.
Well, this is Thursday. The debate was last night, but I don't want to talk about it.
Donald Trump, isn't he a character?
Can you believe what he said?
No, it's not. Wow.
Tori, I don't want to talk about it.
I know, but he is outrageous.
He's outrageous, but so are some of those other people.
I don't want to talk about it.
Because they talk about it so much on TV and on the radio. I don't want to be one of those people.
No. Not yet.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe Friday.
Hey, but you know what happened last night? Oh, the night before.
Oh, God. You're confusing the hell out of me.
The Johnny Depp Black Mass thing. Do you have that on your little paper?
No.
Did you hear about that?
My little paper. How condescending.
Well, you mean, you know, your paper. Should I just... Your big paper?
No, it's my little paper.
I've never seen such a big piece of paper.
It's 8.5 by 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a foot, huh? You're just a shy of a foot.
Yeah.
All right, well, Johnny Depp, Black Mass. Okay, he did the Coolidge.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know.
Sounds like he's got a lung problem,
doesn't it? Though? It's a Black Mass. It's the Whitey Bulger story.
Why do they call it Black Mass if it's Whitey Bulger?
Yeah.
Should have been White Mass.
Because it's a dark, probably, story, which I have not seen it, so I can't give my opinion on the film itself. However, and I was trying to be in that movie, actually.
Yeah.
That's when I finally gave up for good on the movie thing. Mm. I didn't do that movie. Anyway, so Johnny Depp, they interview him in Boston at the premiere. It doesn't open till Friday. It doesn't open till tomorrow at the theaters, but there was the preview Wednesday night.
Last night.
Tuesday night. Yeah.
Two nights ago.
Yeah.
Right.
So they interviewed him, and it's all over the media now, what he said. That something about he doesn't believe in evil. Whitey Bulger was a humanitarian. Things to that effect.
Oh my God.
I'm paraphrasing.
Really?
Yes. And so people, the relatives of people that were killed by Bulger are upset and things and that. But, you know, he played a character. He's going to have that view probably because, in a way, maybe, you know, is anything 100% evil? I mean, even, you know, people that are serial killers, some of them had families and children they loved. There was an element of goodness in these people, of course, with their family and friends, maybe. But then they did these things, which I think negates all of that then. Once you start killing people, how can you really still be a humanitarian? I don't follow that exactly. So I don't know what he means by this. It's not evil. He certainly did evil things.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah. But I don't think that makes him humanitarian. I think that kills all the good things you do when you do bad things.
But Johnny Depp's kind of like a hippie. Don't you think? He's like, oh, it's all,
you know.
Kind
of like an asshole, if that's what he said, to be honest with you.
That's what he said, and that is making viral news. So,
yeah.
Or it was yesterday.
This is another guy. It's like Miley Cyrus. It's people with no filter. They don't use their brains. I know they get into character. I get that.
Right.
That's the Stanislaus, is it?
From The Godfather. Who is he?
Lee Harvey Oswald?
No, he played Hyman Roth. Lee
Majors?
Starts with an S. Lee Majors, $6 million man? No.
Strasburg?
Yeah.
Is that something?
Yeah. This still is a Strasburg method, maybe?
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right,
but, you know,
I get it. But
he wants people to see his movie, too, I think. He's trying to draw. Maybe he's trying to get publicity.
Grandstanding?
No.
Asshole?
Well.
Little shit.
he's being controversial, maybe, or provocative.
Yeah. He's using the media in a negative way because any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, sure. It could be a case of that. He may really believe this, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Hitler might have saved a kitten out of a tree. Does that make him a humanitarian?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People might have do one good thing and then, you know, they don't have all evil in them.
Mm.
But still. I mean, generally we think of Hitler as a bad person.
Generally, yes.
So you know what? If you just because he loved kittens or somebody loves animals and they went to a shelter and rescued pets, you know what? Evil people can still do that.
You're still in the evil camp, as far as I'm concerned. You're going to camp evil.
That's right. Dude.
Johnny Dope. That's what I call him.
Good one.
Thank you very much. Hey, here's something that's right up your little alley.
I am so offended by that.
Yeah, well, you should be.
Not. because it's a little alley.
I'm going to read from my little paper.
All right. All right.
It's a Facebook story.
Ooh.
This is exciting, though.
You know what? Things that trend on Facebook are great. That's how I get a lot of my news.
Really?
Why not?
This is good.
Okay.
Despite previously saying the social network wasn't planning to build a dislike button, CEO Mark Zuckerberg revealed during a Tuesday Q&A session that his company has indeed begun working on one.
Ooh.
He says, I think people have asked about the dislike button for many years.
Yeah, since day one.
And it says, today is a special day because today is a day I can say.
I have cured cancer.
Yes.
Wow, so special. Yeah. So,
well, I put cancer to the side. I decided to do a dislike button instead.
This is a revelation
people. It was either cancer or a dislike button.
Like, we're not celebrating a disease being cured. No. Alzheimer's is a thing of the past.
We're having a party for the
dislike
button. It's
a dislike button. But you know what? I'm afraid of that a little bit because people are going to start disliking my stuff.
Well.
And I'm going to get sad.
Well,
See, not liking is one thing.
Yeah,
disliking.
That's negative. Well, not liking, not using like.
Yeah, they're ignoring me.
You can be passive.
Yeah.
But dislike is a direct.
Unless it's like I have the flu, then I'm going to get a dislike. And if I get a like, I'll be like, hey, man.
Hey. And then they'll say, only kidding.
Kidding.
LOL. LOL. You're an asshole. LOL.
I'm going to think of new things for LOL, what it stands for, something derogatory.
I'm sure there are tons you can come up with.
Okay.
The exact form of a dislike button may still be up in the air. What users really want is the ability to express empathy. That's not empathy, is it?
Well,
empathy.
They're saying not dislike. We'd rather have something to express empathy, right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
so an empathy button?
Yeah.
So meanwhile, we're going to have a dislike button because there's no other thing.
Empathy? That's silly. That has nothing to do with it.
We have a lot of apathy.
Yeah.
That's people that are not liking my stuff.
That'd be dislike.
They're apathetic.
Not every moment is a good moment, says Zuckerberg. Well, I guess he's had some girls. Facebook has long shied away from building a dislike button over concerns that it would invite rampant negativity.
Well, no kidding.
You don't find that.
That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Yeah. This isn't what we're here to build in the world, Zuckerberg says.
Oh, well, that's fair. Yeah.
What you're here to build in the world
is a bank account.
That's exactly Tori.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
So, dislike button, yes, on the way.
Oh, okay. It could take a year or so because the platform to build this thing and make it catch
on.
They start everything in Australia, by the way. Did you know that?
No, Mike.
You know why you don't know it? I have a couple of Australian mites, you know. I can't do that accent. Very correctly, but
it's not too bad.
So I have a couple of friends, one in Perth, one in Sydney, so both ends of Australia.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, on their pages, they get things before we do, within about a week early.
Really?
Like, remember we have, like, you can put stickers now you don't really know, but you can put stickers as a reply. There's a little smiley face thing, so you can put a sticker in your reply instead of typing something. You can make a little sticker.
What a breakthrough.
Yeah, right. So Australia had it a week before us. I went, look at you with your little sticker thing.
Well, look at your little sticker.
You know, you're in your little paper, little alley, little sticker. Well, and there was another instance of it too. I forget what it was, but they got it first too.
Wow.
So probably timeline first. They you know what? So they're a day ahead of us. But it's like a week that they get these things, not just a day.
They are a day ahead of us.
They are. So they're experimenting on Australia. It's an insignificant little country, apparently, where we're going to experiment. Facebook's going to just guinea pig Australia with all this stuff.
Well, it's a continent, so they can't, and you can't go swimming because it's too far away.
And
to
there's
get
sharks
to the,
everywhere. Why would you swim?
You know
how many people get eaten by sharks in Australia?
A lot.
I don't even know.
I would guess a lot.
I would think so. That's the correct number is a lot.
A lot. That's why they probably do it there, because it's more isolated and it won't get to the rest of the world that quickly.
It used to be a penal colony, remember?
Everybody used to take pictures of the penals and send it to other countries.
That's where you go. You're off to Australia.
That's where the British sent them, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why they speak British all screwed up.
British-ish.
Yeah.
It's the criminal version of English.
Well, it's how you, if you got really, really drunk, that's the way you would sound.
Because the words are drawn out. You know.
Exactly.
Right. Throw another shrimp on the barbie. It's not like, you know, the English are very precise.
I hate that. Oh, anal's cool. I hate that terminology. And they do it in England a lot. And I guess you just demonstrate how to do it in Australia. Barbie. It's a barbecue, and somehow they take an item and they turn it into a cute little teddy bear kind of thing. In
they don't
England,
seem really bright over there. In Australia.
In England, they don't call them televisions. They call them tellies.
Right.
Same kind of thing. It's like, oh,
they
got to
shorten it.
Yeah.
It's a long word. What do we say over here? We say TV. What's wrong with that? Why, we made it even
shorter.
We
made it even shorter, didn't we?
We're
just
good.
Use the initials.
They could just use ours.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But they want to be cute and
I guess we
whimsical.
See, we don't have time to, LOL. I got no time to say laugh out loud. And why would, why
it's
is
a sarcastic
it just L?
Way, anyway.
Why is it just L? I mean, why?
Laughing, yeah.
It's L.
I laughed.
Laugh
I write ha-ha.
Out loud.
H-A-H-A. That's what I like writing. Ha-ha.
So if I laugh at something that someone sent to me in a text or on Facebook, and I didn't like laugh out loud.
Don't ever write LOL, because that's like a snarky thing to say.
It can be.
Oh, it is now. It's changed. It's not even legit anymore. It's like you're being like,
yeah, exactly. That's the problem. The major problem that I have with texting and emails is that there is no intonation of emotion.
That was something I was going to talk about. You're
God.
So right.
Oh, my
yep.
God.
Texting. There's so much miscommunication, Ron.
There really is.
Even Captain and myself, mm-hmm. we've gotten into texting things, and you can't quite get across what you mean, and
correct.
It gets to be a miscommunication, then a little argument,
yes.
and it's not good. So we don't even like to text that much anymore because it's not perfected.
I'm glad you said that because I thought it was just me and the people that I know that I just wasn't reading them properly.
Yeah, no.
But I didn't know that happened to everybody until
yes,
you just said that.
It's a big thing now.
It happens to me a
to
lot.
Yeah.
And it stops me from, when someone sends me a text message, I don't just automatically, you know, text it back.
You have to analyze and read between
yes,
the lines.
Yes,
like, what
I
is
do.
Being,
yes.
What is the intention here?
Correct. And when I send the response back, I don't want it to come off wrong.
Exactly.
Or to be too harsh.
It's a trap.
Or to be too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to call in my editors. I literally feel like I get my attorneys in
it's
here.
It's a little stressful.
Yes. How can I legally respond to this attorney? I don't know what to do, and it's very uncomfortable.
It is.
And when I talk to somebody on the phone, which I also hate doing because it's just, you can't get rid of people.
No.
I used to have friends that just never stopped talking on the phone ever. I don't have them anymore.
I know I have to like distance myself from those kind of people. Yeah.
So that kind of guy. That's why I started liking texting and email. And
yeah,
now
it's short
just,
and sweet. You can stop.
Yeah, but now it's too much
ooh,
going through.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you talk, you can understand someone like snickering or saying something funny.
Their tone.
I'm a very dry kind of humor person.
Absolutely.
No one's. I'm like a desert when it comes to dry.
I've seen this.
And but when you hear me do the delivery dry, that you know that he's being like humorously sarcastic.
Exactly.
But if you just typed what I said, whoa, this guy!
It can
a
take
real.
On all kinds of meaning.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Opposite meaning most of the time.
Right.
A horrible thing.
I've gotten into things with texting people, and it's scary because it's like I'm not. There's something we're missing, and it's not connecting correctly. And what we have here is failure
exactly.
to communicate.
Big time. Big time. Do you watch the Catfish show?
I have only seen the movie. It's funny, I was just talking about this today.
Yeah.
Catfish show that I have not seen the episodes, but I know what it's about because I watched the movie and saw
it's
this deception.
It's a fascinating show. All predicated by, again, the internet.
Sure. People that present themselves as something and they're something else.
Totally something else. Even the wrong sex. Or
right.
Doesn't even exist.
Well, they're famous. They have lots of money and they're, you know.
Yeah.
So do people get scammed by this?
Yeah.
But
scammed
I mean, by
financially?
Sending, yeah, financially.
There were a couple of, well, on this Catfish series, there were a couple that did. But that wasn't the purpose
that's
of that.
That's not the
that.
Purpose of Catfish, right. But in real life, I think people are actually being still scammed. Even with this day and age, don't you think people would know that the internet, there's crazy people out there trying to get your bank account number?
It's interesting because.
But then they still give it?
Tori, I remember when I was younger, I had a relationship with somebody on what they call chat rooms.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was just very normal.
Right.
And then the more you chatted in the room with the person, and they'd be the one manipulating the conversation.
They're drawing you in.
They know catfishing. They're catfishing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they get very familiar. Mm-hmm. And I can't go through a day without talking to you, even though no one's talking to me.
Next
they're just
thing you
typing
know, you're on
to
a
me.
Webcam with your pants down.
How far did yours go?
I'm just saying, was that
okay?
What
no,
to you?
No. I've never. I would.
Okay,
would
sorry.
Never do something.
Sorry,
like
I'm
that.
Way distracted. All right. I don't know.
You can't even picture me on a bike, much less.
No, I just know what these chat things are about, chat room things of days of old.
Can you imagine, who's that guy who took pictures of his penis and sent it to his mistress?
The Wiener. Anthony Wiener.
Yeah, how could I forget
name.
That name? I know.
Shippers.
I would have changed that immediately upon landing in the United States.
But it wasn't a naked Wiener. He had his boxers on.
Oh,
so it was just
that.
Oh yeah, that's why they could show it on the Daily Show and things. It was like he had these gray boxer. What do you call those boxers that are like underwear, but they're boxers?
They're boxers, sure.
Yeah, but they're not the droopy kind. They're the tight kind.
Oh, those are jockeys.
Something, but they're long. They're long.
Jockeys.
They're not briefs though. They're longer.
They do. They have long,
yeah,
but they're
tight.
Yeah,
they're tight.
And you can see Mr. Happy in there.
Right.
Coming.
Those
right
are cool.
Through.
But he was wearing something like that. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then took the picture and off it went.
Oh. And it wasn't just that they showed that, and he had another series of pictures where...
I'm not sure. I think he had a shirtless picture, too.
Yes.
But I don't think he had a full body or anything going on.
All right. But even the intent of dropping your pants and taking a picture of it is still...
In his aroused state.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not right.
But, you know...
And he's married.
Yes.
I mean, if he's not married, do whatever you want.
These
but have some respect if you're married. Really?
Well, maybe he wasn't happy. I don't know. Is he still married to that woman?
I think they patched it up.
Really?
Well, I had kids. Once you have kids, I mean, you really kind of have to patch things up.
Sort of. Well, all you have to do is put pants on, really, to solve that problem.
That's true.
And a leash on him.
But he's a politician. So
he is a politician.
This is what happens.
Then
I
he
think.
Tried to run for mayor last time around.
Oh, he was so abrasive. Did you see the videos of him with yelling at people?
Yeah.
That's not the way to do it. He's like a Donald Trump of his day.
He kind of was.
You know?
He kind of was.
I'll wait for Donald Trump some. Penis pictures, huh? A little weight.
No, he would.
He's probably really careful. He's going to be really careful. This is a big deal to him, I think. I don't think he's going to try to mess it up with anything.
Oh, he really
like
thinks
that.
He can be president. That's the funny part.
Yeah, he's very delusional.
LOL.
But, yes.
Yeah. Very delusional.
Something all loser. Oh, loser.
I'll tell you very distinctly what I don't like about this man.
Laughable old loser. LOL. Mm. Okay, I was just trying.
No, that works pretty good. You can find a lot of things for that.
Yeah, you can.
First of all, the way he does that. I call it the pout of power. He takes his mouth and he sucks it in like he's doing a lemon, and he looks
and he glares.
Yes, and he glare and grumpy and it looks like he's the devil incarnated when he does that.
I used to think he was the Antichrist. I thought,
you
know what?
Be.
If there was such a thing, if the Bible was true and there was going to be someone that came to power,
that's
and
what the
money,
Bible says.
I would say it would be him.
And it would be the Antichrist.
And that would be bad news.
Yeah.
If that were true.
I know.
Because he would have the control of the button.
There's no way that he could possibly ever become president.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
No. You know, what the news media doesn't show are the anti-Trump demonstrations that take place outside every single place.
There was a whole bunch of like Mexicans or something that came, they bust him in. Huh.
Yeah.
Just to say, hey, that stinks.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why he can't be president.
Yeah.
It's quite obvious.
Right.
He has 70% of Latinos
vote
and can't stand the little bastard.
Right. So.
So, and you literally, by population numbers and electoral votes, you cannot win an election.
Right.
With that type of statistic.
He's sabotaging himself.
Those are the first people that he's
alienating.
Secondly, he womanizes.
Oh yeah.
So you know, there are a lot of women that are going for Trump. There are a lot of women that aren't.
Right.
And that's just where it starts.
Right.
What you're seeing is you're seeing his following him like a rock star. And that's what we see on television.
Right.
Most Republicans, this is just of Republicans that are polled, not of every Republican in the country.
Right.
All it says is that they're
I want to poll some Republicans, all right? With a big poll.
I'm going to poll. Well, anyway. I don't want to talk about it, though. Because last night's debate speaks for itself.
It really does.
It really does.
A couple of shockers, but you know. Hey.
Yeah, well, there were a couple of shockers.
That's why they just want viewers. I think they do this for the viewers.
Oh, they do.
To get the ads in that we keep watching.
CNN actually said yesterday morning that, they said what they expect for viewership and that it would break their old CNN record for viewership.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, to be honest with you, we only exist because of ratings. If we didn't have advertisers, we wouldn't be on the air.
It's elementary.
And they said Donald Trump should understand that it's a business. It's not a charity. We're not public television.
Oh, of course.
So I'm afraid that, yes, I mean, like Fox News, like CNN, we need to make money, and that's through advertising, and that's through ratings. So, yes.
And then the mini debate, the happy hour
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so cute.
4 o'clock, happy hour.
That's before you drink heavily.
Yes. So those four.
They were funny.
Yeah.
They were funny.
Was it, what's his name? Ron Paul in there? No, he's one of the big ones.
No, he was, you remember, he was one of the big ones.
Who's the little one? What's that little guy from Texas that ran? Ross Perot.
Yeah, I remember him with the big ears.
Yeah, the ears. I was trying to think. I knew it was ears. Yeah.
He was funny. He was like a chicken.
Yeah.
He looked like a chicken.
Now, what we got here is, when he talk like this, I'm going to run this country.
That was amazing. That was amazing that he got as far as he did.
Yeah, he was silly. He was a silly little guy.
Fun times.
That was, you know?
Fun times. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here.
I don't know.
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh. Yeah. I don't even know what it is. I probably don't either. If you don't, I'm quite sure I don't.
I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. I see that the leaves are starting to change color. Have you noticed that already?
No.
Yeah, some of them are turning red and yellow already.
That's what's supposed to happen,
though,
right?
That means doom.
Well, it means fall, right?
Yes. I think the last time we talked about the subject matter of the winter, I had indicated that there was an El Niño.
I read about that. It said it's going to be one of the worst. What does that mean?
That's what they said.
Okay.
And then I read a little deeper into it because it panicked the hell out of me.
Right.
I was going to get like a 2,000-ton bobcat.
That's like fire and brimstone. It's like end of the world stuff.
It is, very much so. Very much so. I mean, I can't go through it. I just simply cannot go through that again.
Right, right.
So I read a little bit deeper, and I found that an El Niño may not be so bad after all.
Hmm.
That an El Niño could also mean very dry and less cold weather, depending on the air currents. So the El Niños start boiling up and taking place in the Pacific.
Okay.
And then the air currents bring it to the West Coast in a very large manner.
All right.
Which is bad. It's good news for California because they want a lot of wet stuff because it's dry.
Right. Yeah. So there's fires out there, aren't there?
Correct.
There's all kinds of things burning.
So they need the water at the same time. Everything's so dry, it would mean landslides and stuff because the water's got no place to go.
That's all the water's swishing people away.
That's a swisher.
Yeah.
So one way or the other, they're screwed, okay?
But what's an El Niño? This El Niño and El Niña.
El Niño would be the opposite.
Right, right.
Yeah.
There's a male and a female
version. Apparently, the El Niño could be good for us.
Okay.
Because if the air currents are wet for them, it could be dry for us.
You sound like a meteorologist.
Thank you.
A little bit.
Thank you.
Which is kind of boring.
Oh.
Don't you think? They're kind of boring people. They're weird people. Do you ever notice weathermen are
weird? They're very weird.
They're quirky.
Weird. Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever want to be a
meteorologist. I don't think they have sex with anybody. They don't have sex.
They're just, I don't know, they're offbeat. Because all they have to do is, they have to like have charts and weather in their head.
Yeah.
They can't get dry or wet. But you know.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
They try to make the weather girls look very, very hot.
Oh, they're babes.
Yeah.
What's that about?
But the weather guys look more like dorky scientists.
Yeah.
So the weather guys never have sex with the weather babes.
But you know what? Aren't the weather guys technically really, like they went to school and they're meteorologists? And these women, I think they're just standing there pointing and reading things, don't you?
There's a difference between a meteorologist and a weather reporter.
Yeah.
The girls, and I don't mean this in a sexist thing at all. The girls just stand there and point their boobs at various fronts that are coming in from...
And who's even listening to what they're saying?
Nobody.
How am I getting information?
You're not getting anything from them.
I know.
They're mumbling what the meteorologists have told them.
Right.
The guys tend to be more meteorologists who actually went to school, as you say, and formulate their own. Usually at every station, they have a meteorologist who interprets the various models.
Right.
And the models wouldn't be the girls. Models would be the, I think there's 4 or 5 different weather models, and they compare them and they come up with a prediction.
Well, that brings me to another point about these women anchors.
Yes, anchors.
I hate to be sexist
myself.
But
you're real.
Yes, I hate to say this, but I tend to listen to what a man is telling me on the news more than a woman if she's all blonde and made up, and I think, wow, is she legit? Is this really real news, or is she just, you know, I can't believe her as much as if I'm hearing Walter Cronkite, for example, telling me something, then I'm like, oh, that's legit.
Correct.
Or what's his name, the old other guy from years back? Massey? I mean,
Raymond Massey?
No. I don't know. The The guy with the dark hair and the cigarette. You know, there was an M involved. That's all I can remember.
Murrow?
Yeah, yeah. Edward Murrow?
Yeah, something.
Is he one of those dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would listen to him and Walter Cronkite.
Well, see, these are different eras.
And maybe Peter Jennings. They're all dead now. Everybody's dead that I listened to. Tom Brokaw I liked, and then he retired.
Did you hear the story about Peter Jennings?
He had cancer, right?
Yeah, he had stopped smoking.
Oh, yeah.
And then 9/11 occurred, and he hadn't smoked for years and years, and then 9/11 occurred, and out of the stress of what was going on in the newsroom, he started smoking. And within a year, he was re-diagnosed.
Wow, couldn't he get like a nicotine patch? You know, one of those
not
things?
What's 9/11.
Wrong with that?
He was in 9/11. It was very stressful.
Couldn't start drinking? Liver would go, get another liver?
I'd rather drink.
Yeah.
At least you can get some entertainment out of that.
Yeah. Oh, San Francisco.
Oh, I must be calling you. Or could be 100 other people.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I can't
tell?
See it.
We'll be right with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, okay. That was a strange show, Sanford and Son.
You know,
I don't know why you picked that theme,
Lizbeth,
by the way.
Lizbeth, I'm coming to.
Right.
But, you know, I told you why I picked it. I told you on the cable show, actually. So no one on the podcast might know. Yeah. But on the cable show, I did reveal why I picked Sanford and Son. It was a movie with Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts. Came out maybe 2 years ago. And it was called August Osage County. And, yeah, so there was a scene at the table, the funeral dinner, when the character, the guy's phone started ringing when Meryl Streep was in the middle of talking, and it was that song. And he said, oh, I have to take this. And he left the table. Oh. But I just thought wow,
really cool.
That's a great theme for your phone, a great ringtone. And I immediately went and tried to find it.
Were you able to find some of those ringtones are on the popular download sites?
Right, but they're like, aren't they like songs by Justin Timberlake and everybody and Nelly? I mean, I don't even know. Am I in the wrong era? I forget
I
who does
know.
Songs now.
I don't know.
Taylor Swift, okay.
And, yeah, she's the only one.
And Pitbull, maybe. I might like a Pitbull song. He's kind of happening. I like his Latino flair. I could do that. I could get rid of Sanford and Son for a little Pitbull.
Sanford and Son is definitely a grabber.
It is. So you know what? I like it.
Leave
but
it
then
alone.
It gets stuck in my head, in the captain's head. The captain starts whistling it for the day.
Does
as soon
really?
As my phone rings once, we're both done.
Wow.
We have to turn the radio on.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about it.
Did you watch Gilligan's Island? Did the captain watch Gilligan's Island?
Probably.
You don't know? You never discussed it?
No. I mean, who didn't watch that show?
And I didn't really
like
it. I
work 3-hour tours now in Boston.
You actually do?
We do 3-hour tours.
Don't say where, because then you have people lined up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have to charter it with a group anyway. Single individuals can't
on the boat
but
anyway.
They'd have to find a bunch of people.
Yeah, and they will.
Yeah, and then charter the boat. And last weekend was funny because my cousin had chartered it.
Really?
And I saw her on the boat. I said, hey.
Did she know you'd be there?
No.
Oh,
it was a big surprise.
Small world.
It was a small world. So she had the music, and it was loud, and it was really rocking. And it was a Sunday night, so they have to go to work Monday, so it couldn't be a real long, loud thing.
That's cool.
So they did a 2-hour tour.
A 2-hour tour.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't sound the same, but... Yeah.
I think most people found Marianne more inviting than Ginger.
Yeah, because she had that innocent quality.
Yeah.
Ginger's been around too many blocks.
I think so. She was, you know...
But she's Marilyn Monroe. That's the whole
thing.
Well,
I know the part that she was playing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just it kind of showed that America...
Ginger, Grant, G.G., Marilyn Monroe, M.M. There were so many similarities that she was supposed to
that.
Be her.
Never thought of that.
Right.
Huh.
And the way she talked.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know Gilligan's last name?
I used to know it. Well, the skipper was Jonas Grumby.
Uh-huh.
And, what was it? Do you know?
No.
Oh. I thought you knew when you're quizzing me. You want the answer.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
I think I used to know. It was, I wonder if, Gilligan, I don't know.
See, people can just Google this crap now. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I like Google. I think everything's good with Google because I want to know stuff.
Do you think kids are learning more with Google or it's too convenient and...
I think it's a great thing. And any learning is good. If they're learning from their teacher, they're learning from the internet. As long as it's valid information, I don't care where it comes from. But learn, people. You know, learn as much as you can.
Well, it's true. I remember the only way that I could learn anything if I wasn't in school was to go... to the book case in my house when I was a kid.
Or a library, right?
Oh, no, I wouldn't go to the library.
Why not?
Because it's too far. You have to walk to it. I didn't have a car. You have to be quiet there, too.
You have to be really, really quiet.
Yeah. Well, then you did. Now, you, of course, you can have parties.
Can you? Oh, I haven't been to a library in a long time.
I haven't. Oh, see. We had an encyclopedia. We had two encyclopedias.
Yeah, we had those two, Britannica. Encyclopedia, yeah. Britannica, whatever they had, the World
Guys
Book.
Guys come to the house. Yeah, if you bought enough dog food or something, you would get another volume of it.
Yeah.
You know? And I can't look anything up beyond the letter G, so I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to wait.
You couldn't afford them all.
Right. We had to be selective. I think there's more things going on with the S's.
Yeah.
So we'll get the S volume, please.
Yeah.
So, but the Britannica thing we did, there was a World Book and the Britannica.
Right,
and yeah. The problem is, as soon as you got the full set, it would be outdated.
I know.
Now
there's the internet. Who even opens a book anymore? Yeah. Things are way too convenient with your phone. You just touch it.
Yeah.
You have the whole world in your hand at this point.
Yeah.
We are so spoiled as a civilization.
We're very spoiled.
Oh, my goodness.
Very spoiled.
Yes.
I marveled. I was watching TV, and I saw somebody at a typewriter in a little newsroom thing, and I thought, no, there are no, there's keyboards.
And
but
even
there are
then,
no more typewriters.
Everything's condensing. We're being downsized.
Yeah.
Sort of.
My phone, my smartphone, which is admittedly smarter than I am, way
Mine's
smarter than me.
Mine's a little dumb right now.
I actually, when I text, I talk into the phone. I just talk to it.
And it does the words, right?
It does the words. Right. And very
speech
accurately.
Speech to text.
Yeah.
And you can also have text to speech, I think.
Yes, you can. And, of course, then the logical next thought pattern would be, all right, if I'm talking to the phone, why don't I just call the damn person and just say it again? Yeah. Why am I texting speaking to the phone?
Right.
Then I'm...
It's just like, you're going back, it's like old school. Everything old is new again. But new is old again. Old is new again, new is old again. Everything new is old again. But the thing is, I was going to say, maybe they put a chip in your brain and you just think it. And you think it and it'll happen on your phone.
Isn't there something like that? It's in development.
That's a little scary.
It's very scary. There's
that. They can implant us all.
And there's that. And then there's an implant that controls a car. You can actually look at the car and move your eyes where you want it to go, and it will actually go. It will actually start moving very slowly. I thought, that's not going to create any accidents. Yeah, that's cool.
No, sure. I know. Yeah,
crazy.
The world is very invasive.
That Apple guy. The Apple guy's driving me nuts.
Didn't he die, Steve Jobs?
Yes, but then they got a new guy, Hand Jobs, he's even worse.
He charges less. But yeah, the world knows. They're spying on us.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Thank you.
Charges less. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You should do a little podcast.
It says I don't. But the world is invasive. That they're all spying on us every minute. Everything we do. Nothing's a secret now. So just forget about it, people.
Yeah, you're right.
Heat sensors. They know you're in your house.
Yeah.
Satellites can pinpoint down. Whatever. Yeah. Just go about your business.
I'm scared of drones. The day that they legalized drones.
What if there was one outside your window just looking in? Wouldn't that freak you out?
It would freak me. What if you're sitting in the back of your house and all of a sudden this thing comes over your roof and just hovers? Now, I assume that's legal to
do. I would think maybe it's a neighbor child, though. Wouldn't you? Seriously?
I hope so.
Because we haven't done anything.
What's to stop somebody from putting a little device on the wheels of the little drone thing and it explodes or something? I mean, it's going to open up all kinds of terrorism problems. And I can't fathom how this can possibly be legal.
Yeah, I just heard something on the radio, too, about this guy that's a bus driver, that he's on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
But yet he got to be a bus driver of children because he was in a mosque, and they kicked him out of the mosque for trying to radicalize, young Muslims.
Oh.
But yet he can drive a school bus. So there's some kind of he slipped through the cracks somehow.
Where's this?
I don't know. I just heard it on the radio. So if you Google,
bus country?
Driver no-fly zone. Oh, sure.
Really?
It's right in America.
Wow.
But I don't think it's in Massachusetts, luckily, but it's some state. But to me, that means like, you know what? Even the boat I work on, they're saying that they're now the terrorists, maybe they're not going to do a big thing like 9/11. They can just do little things here and there.
Yeah.
Go on. There's all these charter boats in Boston.
Thousands of ways to do it.
Anyone could have a backpack or do something and blow up a boat.
Yeah.
Now I got to worry about the boats near my boat, too, because they could be on the Odyssey or the Spirit of Massachusetts. I don't know what kind of screening goes on. But if they're going to do something small scale, boats in the harbor, perfect. No one's safe. Stay in your home, lock your door. That's it.
I guess.
What are you going to do?
Unless there's a little thing that flies by your house
what's
on there.
Then the drone. The drones are coming.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't understand. No one's like thinking this through or anything
That's
like that.
That's why everyone's trying to be good. That you're trying to be good, live your life, go to work, come home, don't break any laws, and you think you're fine.
Yeah.
And you still might not be. That's a scary thing.
You know, I'm not a religious guy, but I always read that good will always outpower evil.
Right, yeah.
By sheer numbers.
Right.
And I can't figure out for the life of me why all the good people on the entire globe don't just stand up to oppression, terrorism, whatever it may be, and en masse.
They don't want to get involved. They're trying to, like I just said, they're trying to do their thing, go to work, don't hurt anybody else, take care of your family. Yeah. That's the mindset. Watch football on Sundays. They live a simple life, okay? But then, you're right. Is that good enough? Is that what you want your legacy to be?
At a point, it's not. And what the problem is that the world has been connected by everything, including the social media.
Right.
I mean, the biggest problem with ISIS is not ISIS, it's their ability to recruit through social media. So when you connect the world for good things, it's going to connect the world for bad things.
Sure, people are bored. They want to do bad things. Some of these people, this looks fun. Let's go shoot people.
Yeah. I don't know.
They weren't raised right if they're thinking that. What's wrong with these parents? Raise your children right, number one, and then we could eliminate a lot of this. But there's kids' apathy. They say, go play, go watch TV, go outside. Why don't you have some sit-down, talk to your children in family time and read them books? Yeah,
because every year that we evolve, there are less parents involved. And the parents become less involved and there are less of them around.
They're too selfish. It's the ego. It's all their egos. Stop that ego thing and you're going to stop all of this. Put someone else before yourself.
Too many diversions in our society.
I know. This has been one hell of a comedy show we've done.
There
were some laughs. I think we had
a couple of laughs, but sometimes there are things to talk about.
We have to do it. It must be done, Ron.
It's got to be done.
It's our job.
Who else is going to do it?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. I don't know other people.
Nobody.
Tori, thank you so much for your indulgence today and for bringing back the bag of chocolates. I really appreciate
that. You're welcome.
That.
I'll do it again next week.
Which part?
Not the chocolates.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. Sorry.